The theater.
Am I supposed to work with that damn understudy snooping around in the wings?
You want to know what the theater is?
To get up and do a play is the most amazing thing that I've ever done as an actor.
Wherever there's magic, make-believe, and an audience, there's theater.
Welcome to L.A. Theater Works, The Play's the Thing, presenting the best of American and world drama, past and present. I'm Susan Loewenberg. Join us for Relativity by Cassandra Medley, recorded in studio as part of a special series of broadcasts featuring science-themed plays, funded in part by the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation to balance public understanding of science and technology. Relativity takes us into the world of genetic mapping and profiling and examines the controversy arising when it is applied to issues of race. Deidre Henry plays Kalima, a brilliant young African-American biogeneticist whose research brings her into ideological conflict with her mother. Claire, played by Judy Ann Elder, runs a foundation dedicated to melanin science, the notion that the pigment melanin makes black people genetically superior. Kalima finds herself having to choose between loyalty to her mother and faith in her own findings. The melanin movement began in the 1960s, growing out of the hypothesis as to whether the root of white racism was or could be biological. Now it's a well-established school of thought with published literature and regular conferences. Melanists also teach in the school systems, from grammar schools to the college level. Here's author Cassandra Medley in conversation with Ira Flatow on NPR's Science Friday.
I was fascinated by the idea of having a play that would portray the clashing ideologies of legitimate, what is considered legitimate science, the scientific method, the Western scientific method, and the conflict with a belief system that is categorically against that. How could I present this in a way that could be universalized, because I think we are all in a situation worldwide where we have science and technology, ideology, ideas, what is proven by way of experimentation, and the clash with belief systems which are anti-evolution, for example, and all kinds of belief systems with very strong convictions. And how do we all work with this? How do we discuss this? Faith, if you will. Faiths and ideologies and passions all clashing. And so that's how the play began.
Joining me later will be Dr. Stanley Nelson, professor of human genetics and psychiatry within the David Geffen School of Medicine at the University of California, Los Angeles. And now, Relativity by Cassandra Medley, starring Deidre Henry as Kalima and Judy Ann Elder as Claire, with James Pickens Jr., Jason Ritter, Terrell Tilford, and Lorraine Toussaint, directed by Stuart K. Robinson. Relativity premiered at the Ensemble Studio Theater in New York. Please be advised that the following program contains language of an adult nature.
Thank you, my beautiful sun people. Thank you. Welcome to the 30th anniversary of Melanin Conference 2004. Thank you. Now, today we gather once again to celebrate melanin science, the study of the miraculous properties of possessing melanin, the mental, spiritual, psychological benefits and advantages enjoyed by our people, we who are melanin blessed. Thank you. Our moderator is, of course, Dr. Claire Reed, PhD, psychotherapist, educator, author of the ever-popular Soul Searching, Soul Healing, among many other works, and co-executive director of the Reed Institute for Black Empowerment.
And you all know Dr. Malik Oyami, PhD, sociology, author of Black Genocide. In a moment, I will introduce, for those of you who don't know, my daughter, dedicated scientist, soul sister in the struggle, and light of my life, co-director of the Leon Davis Foundation, Dr. Kalima Davis.
Excuse me, Dr. Davis. Your mother and Dr. Oyami are ready for you to join them at the conference podium.
I'll be right there. Thank you. Okay. What am I going to say? Okay. Good afternoon, one and all. Welcome to Melanin Conference 2004. I come to you today... No. Yes. I come to you today with a very important announcement. The tape you will now hear was made by my dear father in 1976. Please, please listen carefully.
We are the new black scientists, ready to confront the difficult questions of this challenging era. We have to have the courage to ask ourselves tough questions, uncomfortable questions. And as science students, young black scientists, our commitment must be to science, period. To science. Say, for instance, if it turns out that certain hypotheses we have proposed need a re-examination in light of either new evidence or lack of evidence, well, then...
He was starting to question...
Let me give you a little educational background on our just-arriving Dr. Davis. She holds a PhD from Harvard University in molecular genetics and is currently a postdoctoral research associate at the Townsend Institute, Johns Hopkins University.
Good afternoon, one and all. My apologies for being late. I had to teach this morning and my train was delayed. But as Dr. Oyami knows, I am as dedicated to my students as I am to all of you. All that aside, I come to you today with a very important announcement. I know my beloved father's spirit is with us today. It's a pleasure, as always, to be here.
Our Dr. Davis will be moderating our panel on Genetics 2004, the impact on people of color.
What if I told you that research and experimentation in genetics and cloning are affecting you right now, this very moment, as you sit here today? Think about this. Take this in. Brand new organs, new kidneys, hearts are actually being grown inside animals right now, at this very moment, people.
Are you listening? Are you taking this in? Soon, if you need a new heart transplant, you'll be able to grow your own heart.
Well, we are just starting to clone some animal tissue. Emphasis on some. That is developing into actual animal organs, but it's still very, very experimental.
This new technology is potentially a breakthrough for all humanity. But just where will this bold new technology take us? Replicating organs, replicating people. What kinds of people? When was the last time we were in demand? When we were in chains? The day may come when we will be called upon to protest and fight for our survival.
Amen. People of color, or melanated people, possess greater quantities of the life-enhancing properties of melanin than non-melanated people. Why do we people of color excel athletically, culturally, intellectually, and spiritually?
Because melanin, located at the core of your brain, in the locus coeruleus, heightens your motor function, emotional and motivational output, and psychic sensitivity.
Our Dr. Davis here will be joining our panelists every day, relating her genetic discoveries to melanin science. Right, Dr. Davis?
If it turns out that certain hypotheses we have proposed need re-examination.
Dr. Davis?
Oh, yes, exactly. Precisely.
Now, we all know what our critics claim. That bunch of so-called Federation of African Americans in Science, they want to call us racists just because we proclaim the truth.
People throughout history have been afraid of the truth, brothers and sisters. Our late founder, Leon Davis, Claire Reed, and myself felt inspired by Albert Einstein's theory of relativity. We developed our own general theory of racism and race.
Our theory explains the biological basis of white racism. We melanated people want to live, all of us, in peace with all people. Hopefully, when non-melanated people face this fact and begin to deal with the pain they have inflicted on others, then we'll be able to all live together.
You've all heard on the news this nonsense about DNA supposedly proving that each and every race is the same. Our Dr. Davis is going to hip you to why this claim is in fact nonsense. You have also heard the attacks from such so-called experts as Dr. Iris Preston.
Because they use false scientific terminology. That's why their credentials are time after time in social science or psychology, rather than chemistry and biology. Their findings don't stand up to rigorous investigation. Why does having an opposite view mean that I am being negative or being Eurocentric, young lady? Oh, that current charade taking place up in Philly. Melanin conference boogie-woogie, please. Yes. To think that these folks are still operating in 2004. I do chair a committee with the Federation of African Americans in Science, and yes, our aim is to mount an aggressive counter-argument and challenge, because science illiteracy is as terrible as any other kind of illiteracy. These reversed racist quacks, the whole lot of them across the country, Claire Reed and her bunch in Philly, Ken Ngozi from out in L.A., Kofi Samuel, and Cheryl Lewis Patterson, let me be blunt, their theories are crap. Their books are crap, and the Reed Institute is crap. And you may quote me verbatim, crap, crap, crap.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, looking out tonight at this standing room only crowd, I think about how we've kept up the struggle despite my late husband's untimely death.
And now, in celebration and gratitude, let's have a moment of silence as we pay homage to our founder, late husband of our Dr. Reed and my dearest friend, an extraordinary warrior brother, Dr. Leon Davis, dedicated scientist and gifted musician.
Crap, crap, crap. Listen to what Iris Preston is saying about us. Listen.
Keep still. I need to put these earrings on you.
They're
Turn that
so-called
off.
So-called evidence.
Keep still, Mom. Do you hear me?
Their so-called findings don't stand up to rigorous investigation. Reverse racist quacks.
I'm not finished. There you go.
Ooh. Her Majesty Preston and that damn Federation of House Niggers in Science on the warpath, as usual.
Is that the shade of lipstick you're wearing? Where would you be without yours truly to dress you, huh? Come on now, your reception is waiting, oh queen.
Ah, but it's so frustrating. We work so very hard to be understood, and then to be just dismissed and with such contempt.
Okay, come with me. What are those articles framed on that wall?
Read. Ministries of Health.
Uh-huh, go on.
Malawi, Uganda, and South Africa.
And Doctors Without Borders.
gratefully acknowledge the contributions of the Dr. Claire Reed and the Leon Davis Foundation in the support of orphanages for children of HIV/AIDS victims. Keep reading, or should I pull out the letters from the kids themselves thanking you?
No. You've made your point.
Thank you very much, Mom.
Now, where's that notebook?
Oh, Mother, are you still... When are you going to toss that out? And no, you are not taking it downstairs.
Quote, scientific proof of the human soul will be carried out by Kalima Davis, age 12, dedicated to the memory of my father, Leon Davis, unquote.
Look at that neat handwriting. Mm. Proof that I once wrote decipherable English, if nothing else.
Oh, if only Dad could see how you... Oh, he'd be so proud.
I found something.
Found? A new discovery? A new melanin discovery?
Well, not exactly.
There's something we overlooked? Some discovery your father... Malik, darling! Callie has found a new...
No. It's not that kind of a thing. No, it's...
Well, what is it then?
Back in 1976, Dad actually said... Are you ready? He said... that if our theories need to be re-examined in light of new evidence or no evidence, then they should be.
Happy anniversary of our organization, sweet, sweet.
Oh, Malik, what a beautiful bracelet.
Oh, will you two please go ahead and get married and get it over with? Please?
Well, speaking of going ahead, where's Omar this time?
Omar is past tense.
Oh, sweetness. Not Omar kicked to the curb, no. What happened? I had such high hopes for Omar.
Now, you're being a mother. Mother.
Omar knew his melanin science backwards and forwards. Bro knew how to come correct.
Well, what happened? When, Callie?
A while ago.
And no headlines to number one girlfriend?
Another one bites to dust. I'm just analyzing the data as I see it. Well, when the next soulmate catches up with you, hit them to the institute. Baby, you think this matching is too... I don't know. I should just wear my black crown.
Keep it on, and I'll take it all off tonight.
What'd I tell you? Another urgent text message. Don't tell us. You got some crucial experiment going, and you gotta leave tomorrow morning. Tell me I'm wrong.
It's good news. We just conducted our very first experiment in using stem cell tissue transplants to grow new kidneys inside rats and...
Rats?
Yes, rats. Rodents. One day when people are growing their own replacement hearts and kidneys, they won't mind that it all started out in rodents. Believe me.
Great. Let them email you all the results. You'll be back in a few days.
Look, I'll definitely be here Saturday to talk on genetics and health.
Yeah, you're always free to do your separate talk. But you promised your mom and me that you would join the melanin panels every afternoon. We're counting on you adding your expertise.
Do you want to have an insider working on the front lines of the latest discoveries, or don't you?
You promise, Kalima.
No. The priority is to have you right where the action is. Leave on the early train in the morning. Our panelists will be flooding our audience with gobs of information as it
is. But I can't believe the whole damn thing's going to fall apart unless she goes running down.
Oh, I have a little gift for the queen.
Oh, darling. A beautiful shawl. Now we'll be twins.
Why she gotta go down there the second they send out a smoke signal?
Happy 30th anniversary, Mom.
I still don't see why she can't just...
Oh, Malik.
Do I have me two of the best, damn, beautiful, smart, feisty, dynamic women on this side of creation, or don't I? Am I a blessed man, or am I a blessed man?
Oh, wait. Before we go down, let's not wait till later. Malik, let's tell her now. Our surprise.
Tell me. What? What?
Our idea for your mama's new book.
Don't tell me. A biography of Dad, right? I'm right, right?
Something even better. A great honor to your father's memory.
What you two got cooking?
A first book by mother and daughter.
What do you mean?
Warrior Sisters in Black Science. Melanated people and the truth about DNA, or something to that effect.
Won't it be wonderful? Obelix, see there? She's finally speechless.
A book. By us?
Oh, don't worry, sweetheart. You're ready to join your father and me in print.
But your readers expect you to have the book. Just you, every other year, as usual.
Little goddess, our folks will eat up a book by the two of you together. We won't be able to get them out fast enough.
Our first scientific teamwork.
Your mom critiques the racist and ethical implications of this new cloning technology.
Exactly.
And you'll challenge these latest DNA findings.
Precisely.
Terrific. The thing is, what am I to challenge exactly? The human genome is the human genome.
Of course. But we question
that ridiculous claim that there's no such thing as race.
But, well, their claim that race has no biological basis in fact is so confirmed.
Confirmed? It only seems confirmed. Of course, you don't take all that seriously as yourself, do you?
Oh, Malik, you know better than that. Callie, darling, the daughter of Leon Davis is certainly not intimidated by their claims.
Look, the other side can't have it both ways. All this stuff coming out now about how blacks have a genetic predisposition to, say, the sickle cell trait, which we've always known. Or to say, for instance, Jews with Tay-Sachs disease. Come on now. Races have distinct traits.
No, those are markers, genetic markers found with more frequency in certain populations over time. That's all. But our detractors do point out that genetic markers have absolutely nothing to do with their being distinctive races.
Well, this is where we come in, with our own knowledge and our own melanin science. Well,
yes, but how do we deal with the fact that, look, anybody can find it right on the web. The genomic sequencing proves that there's more variation within groups than between the groups we perceive to be different.
Mean exactly what?
The sequencing shows humans are all 99.9% genetically identical.
Right. And the same so-called data also proves that humans share 98% of their genes with the chimpanzee. Right? Correct me if I'm wrong. Seems like that 2% difference makes all the difference.
Hello! Callie, don't worry about what they claim to be evidence. You and I will write about the 1% that makes people of color different. The melanin aspect of DNA.
Melanin aspect?
Of course.
Claire, look, if Dad were alive today, as a biologist dealing with these findings,
he'd be so proud to see you taking over and pushing the teachings even further.
But what if he was starting to question the teachings right before he died?
Question the who? What are you trying to spit out, girl? That your daddy was questioning the teaching? His own...
Hold up. I'm not accusing or saying that he was
your
trying to...
Your father and Claire and Dr. Clark and Tombe all put in a lifetime to develop our unified race theories.
Yes, yes. Inspired by the idea of Einstein's theory of unified causation, I've been fed all this backwards and forwards.
Well, look, either you believe what you've been taught or you don't believe.
There's no need to grill her, Malik. She certainly believes what she was taught to believe.
Yeah, don't you question what I believe,
Kalima. Now, there's no need to talk to him in that tone of voice. Calm down, please.
The human genome has been sequenced.
We are very well aware that it's been sequenced.
The genetic similarities between the so-called races...
So-called races?
Dad himself says that if our hypothesis needs to be questioned in the light of new data, then it should be. Dad himself says this.
Of course he says that. He was a scientist. We are scientists. You say he says if our hypothesis needs to be questioned. Fine. But there is no new evidence or data found to question our conclusion.
The human genome studies can't be refuted.
The melanated aspect of DNA that makes us different also can't be refuted. The truth we were guided to by our ancestors and our mentors also can't be refuted. What is the problem here?
I'd like to just once speak to my mother without you're always having
to... You know what I'm sensing? Huh? Hesitation, hedging, like my grandmama used to say. Somebody around here speaking with a split tongue.
I am not talking to you. I'm talking to my mother.
Enough! Oh, how thrilling, how wonderful. Never mind that I insist time and time again that my revealing melanin's special properties is not meant to condemn other ethnic groups, other races. No. I have to read all this said about me. And now, what a pleasure to listen to the two most important people in my life bicker and insult each other. And on our 30th anniversary as an organization. Whoopee! Thanks, everybody. Thanks.
Kalima, I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry, Malik. That was uncalled for.
Honey, I'm a bear. A big old bear. Mean old bear.
Sorry, Claire. I didn't mean to be so... I'm sorry, Mom.
Callie, it's not like you to let the other side rattle you so. What's important is to emphasize to the conference that it's the interpretation of the human genome findings that we question, not the facts. We all know the facts.
Remember our people's survival in mind, body, and spirit. That's the focus of this year's conference.
We must warn, inform our people about potential dangers of this new cloning technology, if not pursued very, very carefully.
Well, you know I'm totally with you on that.
Amen. These are dangerous times. Haven't we learned anything from history yet? We turn our backs one iota. Presto. We'll find ourselves under siege.
Or eliminated. Callie, just speak to what you believe in your heart so that others will spread the word. It's that simple. And now, shall we go and greet our guests?
Ma, you know, I don't mean to spoil the celebration. I...
Why are you shaking your head, Malik?
Come on, lovelies. Our public's waiting.
Callie, we both know our new book is urgently needed.
Urgently needed. Totally correct. And destined for greatness.
Leon, are you watching? We will never give up the struggle. Happy 30th anniversary.
Townsend Institute for Science Research, Johns Hopkins University. Yes, sir, I'll bring it right up. Dr. Davis, I'm running some papers upstairs.
Oh, great. Thank you. Morning, Danny.
Morning.
Have a look at these results.
Prior to insertion, the primordia transplant tissue was soaked in a solution. Move that up to here. Like so, and then... Okay. We're alone. I haven't tasted you in 2 whole days.
The control group is getting weaker.
As expected, but the animals with the new growth kidneys are holding on.
Excellent. So how did the rest of your weekend turn out?
Well, you were right. I should have taken the train last night instead of rushing back here this morning.
Mm-hmm. Plus, you missed out on a most invigorating way to start Monday morning.
Missed? Rain check?
No. Missed.
Oh, your mother. How did she...
Yeah, as a matter of fact, benign. Totally benign.
Oh, Danny, what a relief.
Oh, yeah. Even my dad's mistress sent her prayers. Don't ask. But thanks for asking. Actually, any post-traumatic consolation you might feel like offering would be...
Oh, hey, these new kidneys excreted the insulin we injected.
Yeah, they're actually filtering the rat's blood from clone tissue to embryonic cells to implanting viable organs 6 days and still working.
How about that?
I know.
High five. What's this envelope?
Oh, Zioli and Simon, wedding bells at long last.
Oh, well, so her Hong Kong granny had to face up to global reality. Hello, folks. The whole world is mixing and matching, and there's not a thing you can do to stop it.
Oh, hey. I found this sci-fi place in Philly.
Cow?
Well, you're always getting me stuff, so... Yeah, it has all the outtakes from the original Journey to the Center of the Earth and Day the Earth Stood Still.
Oh, woman! Oh, boy, you're utterly fantastic.
No, we're both totally weird.
Well, hey, we found each other. Lucky us.
Oh, so who's going to parade into Gordon's office today?
Who cares? These interviews are just pro forma to satisfy the board. Everybody knows Gordon's boy from Caltech is replacing Gordon. Meanwhile, we're just the lowly peons. Why consult with us?
You, a lowly peon. Thanks for the text message.
Oh, anything to rescue my woman.
There I was on that stage again, paraded as the salvation of the Reed Institute for Black Empowerment. Another year. Another melanin conference. I can't keep doing this.
So what'd she say when you refused? You played your dad's tape, yes?
Oh, that morphed into absolutely nothing. Anyways, it's complicated, and I say we table this for now.
Well, you're certainly not co-writing a book with your mom. These samples are...
Ugh! Rosalind's not checking the temperatures like she should be. This is terrible. And exactly why I'm looking forward to Charles's retirement. We need somebody directing this place who's willing to clean house.
We should be running this department.
Let's mutiny. You start, I'll follow.
Man, I don't envy you, tell you that.
Gee, thanks.
But you just can't co-write that kind of trash and keep a respectable career.
Stop obsessing about it.
You're not obsessing about it?
Don't make me regret confiding in you. It was a 30th anniversary party. Damn it, what would you have done?
Well, maybe... maybe a little of this.
No, just stop. Get over to your station and behave. We're acting like teenagers.
Maybe you are. I was the geek in my class. So.
And stop staring me down in front of our students.
I don't stare. I gawk.
Seriously. You know how they can start speculating.
What's to speculate? Some profs work together and live together.
Live together?
Half your stuff is happily residing in half my closet. Our toothbrushes happily entwined. I call that cohabitation.
Boy, you're really zinging this morning. Having too much coffee?
I have a little something for you, too. Got a front row seat.
No, not the whole series. For the whole series?
5 days of bioethics debates, man. Front row seats.
Woohoo, I love you.
Hypothesis or fact, Doctor?
Pardon me, I seem to have lost my way. Dr. Charles Gordon's office?
Oh, he's on the third floor.
No one's out front.
You're Dr. Preston. Dr. Iris Preston.
Preston? MIT Preston?
In the flesh.
Oh, your article in the July Genetics Today was stellar.
Xenotransplantation research.
The humane alternative? Honestly, best thing they've published so far this year.
Just this year? I understand the Primordia tissue transplant experiments are going very well.
Yes. We're finding that the animal's new kidneys can reabsorb salts, water, and a few key nutrients, yes.
I'm Dr. Dan McClellan.
I'm Dr. Kalima Davis.
Dr. Gordon? Dr. Preston's here. Let me take you up, Dr. Preston.
Start your DVD now.
Honey, I already have 25 speaking engagements to colleges from New York State to Texas, all coming from the conference. How about that? You know I'm bad.
That's wonderful. Oh, give me some of that speaking.
spirit and determination and grit. Send some of it my way once in a while.
Oh, honey, please. Me? You're my role model, woman.
Oh. Keep moving, Missy.
Oh, girl, you know I hate to be up and about this early in the morning. You know I am the nightingale type.
Don't slow. Keep that heart pumping.
Well, I got other kinds of heart pumping exercises. Better ones. Malik is my personal trainer in the morning.
No, you didn't. Listen to her. So it does get better and better over time.
Oh, honey, I'm living proof that what they say about mellow fine wine is sure enough right. But seriously, our relationship is never as solid as it is now.
So, jump the broom. Mother, it's been like, what, 20 years? Huh, why the hesitation?
Callie, don't laugh at me now, hon.
Claire, Dad would want you to. Okay? Go ahead and wed yourself to that fine wine.
Of course, you gotta hang in and do double shifts to keep that fine wine from going to vinegar. Which brings me
No. I know where this is leading.
You are too fine, Callie, to be out there flying solo. I can't believe there's not some young man somewhere who's not hot on your trail as we speak.
Mother, something's come up.
I'm listening.
I'll have a new lab director when I go in this morning.
Well, you always say the place needs a blood transfusion.
Checked out Iris Preston's website lately?
Oh, please. Don't spoil my day. Wait. Oh, no. No!
The announcement is posted on the net. See for yourself.
You're joking.
Do I sound like I'm joking? No, keep moving, Claire. Don't stop.
Don't panic. You just tender your resignation. Move elsewhere.
Don't worry. Damn straight I'm gonna quit. Are you running? Let me hear you panting.
If this ain't a bitch, is there no escaping these people?
There she was in front of my face, trying to shake my hand.
30 years of the pleasure of that woman hounding me as though I eat Caucasian babies for breakfast. And now this.
I feel like calling in sick. Preston. Preston.
Now, you know what you believe in. Stay cool. Look, there's no need for us to panic. Malik and I'll strategize with you once you get back. You're coming next weekend, right?
Time? Oh, whew.
I was about to drop.
You'll get used to it. Call me at 7 sharp tomorrow, ready to do it all over again.
Yes, Mom. Remember now, we'll strategize your next move. Never fear. Meanwhile, stay away from Preston as much as possible till we get you out of there.
Of course.
Love you madly, woman.
Love you more. Love you 10 to the 23rd power of infinity.
Oh.
Mwah.
Mwah.
Internal neuropeptide melanin may prove to be physically advantageous in terms of just ride a quick draft, then stall. Get too busy to finish. Stall publication and stall. Smile and stall and fake and smile and stall and you call that loving her? Tell her in terms of she'll never forgive you. No, no. Trust her. Toughen up and tell her. Tell her. Then who do you have? She's my best friend. She's your only real friend. In terms of experimentation may someday prove that neuropeptide, who else do I? Danny. Girl, you know why I used to point at sisters on the arms of those white boys? Don't let him in too deep. Watch it. Watch it. In fact, stop it. You know not to trust them. You have never gone over to the pale dudes before. Get yourself back to the brothers, girl. But I... Come on, Callie. Get real. At least be honest about that. Face it. You laugh and your brain is turned on. He touches you and you bubble up his hands. Ooh. His tongue. Ooh. He curls your toes. Now you know that's the truth. Biology don't seem to give a damn that he's one of them. Kalima, your name will be on this. And colleagues and students will surfeit on the... She needs my help. Just tell her.
First off, I've sent out the press release. I regret to announce the death of the last kidney transplant animal in our study. But don't lose faith. The rodent slipped for 8 days. It may not seem like a very long time, but what you've done is quite revolutionary. I'm looking forward to our continuing. Okay, I'm not going to offer my congratulations to the 7 chosen for my special projects team. You need no congratulations. Every single one of you is used to being chosen as top of your class, as Phi Beta this and that, and for all the top prizes. Used to being told how gifted you are. It should come as no surprise. Now, you all know that I'm known for being tough. You know I don't play favorites. Any and all rumors that you've heard about me are most likely true. I will work your butts off and then some. I do rollerblade 3 miles every morning before work. How many of you go in for Starbucks double shot cappuccino? People after my own heart. And it's true. I do wash the soaps in my office from 2 p.m. until 3 p.m. Amazingly, so much stupidity helps me think better afterwards. Now, we'll follow the same protocol as Dr. Gordon, and I'll take all questions later. But this is what I want to know, right here, right now. Why are you working here? Is it to try to be in on the patents for as many gene sequences as you can so as to build up your stock portfolio? Is it just to go through the motions while you dream of building your retirement home in Tahiti? Or do you really love science? See, I plan to work with you all very closely, and I'm going to watch you. And above all, I have one non-negotiable demand. That you love science. That you love what you do. That you bless the day you found your way to this profession, which will give you your own special place in history. That's right, you heard me. And if you think this question's corny, then we're going to have a problem. Do you truly love what you do? Do you wake up mornings, rain or shine, and race to get to the lab? Do you keep polishing your sense of wonder and amazement? Do you cultivate what Einstein referred to as holy curiosity? Do you? Do you?
Charming speech. I'm sorry, Danny, but if you ask me, her style sucks.
You don't yet know her style, Kalima.
11 staff people gone.
They haven't lost their jobs, Cal.
No, just publicly humiliated. Instantly demoted. No chance to make their case. Captain Preston says walk the gangplank, you walk.
Give me a break. They were transferred to the second floor. What's the demerit in that?
Oh, please.
They're just not working in special projects directly under the one and only you-know-who.
Like us? Bully for us.
Are you kidding me? Working as Iris Preston's research assistant? Couldn't be that you're predisposed to dislike her.
Don't give me that look. Listen, I admit this special projects thing is flattering, but...
Flattering? Your resume has just tripled in value. Hang on one second. Hey, is everybody still at the reception? Oh, there's nobody home. You are gonna celebrate, damn it. Come here, you.
Put me down. Put me down. Wait, not so fast. Not so fast.
Hey, would I still drive you wild with desire if I hadn't made the list? One thing she's dead wrong about, though, that all of us are used to being always congratulated. Not me, man. My old man's allergic to giving any praise whatsoever. I think he realizes by now that I've graduated high school.
Oh. You want your congratulations? Huh. Well, let me see what I can come up with tonight.
Oh, why wait? Yeah. It's almost lunch.
Really? I mean, the way she just... Boom, boom, boom. You, get out of here and go down to the second floor. She's confusing science with the military.
I know people had their feelings hurt. I saw that.
Did you? The look on Paul and Fred's and Rosalind's faces? Or were you just too busy with your own hide?
There's no nice way to do what had to be done.
What about a respectful way? Hmm? Demote people in private. Don't just read off a damn list in front of each and everybody. Plus, their salary increases are gonna nosedive. Watch. They're not special projects.
Mother Teresa, hold it. You know you can't do great research without a top team. Come on.
Of course I know that. That's not
She's
what
She's got the guts to do what Gordon should have done but didn't have the balls to. Even Rosalind and Paul. Down to the second floor till they can hack it.
Oh, yes. Rosalind and Paul. Well, what a relief to know that Preston has the guts to move even black personnel to the second floor.
Who was complaining about Rosalind just this morning?
That's not my point. People aren't just debris.
She zooms in here and she doesn't play favorites.
You mean play color favorites?
I mean play any favorites.
That must give you great relief.
Doesn't it give you great relief?
Anyway, why complain? I've got other choices. This lab is not the only ace in my deck. With my Vita and now my teaching experience...
In a new lab, you'll have to start off relatively near the bottom rung, babe. You heard her. There's a worldwide pile of the gifted and brilliant all clawing our way up the same cliff.
What about my Yale offer? They guarantee I can start at my same level. How long have they been bugging me to move?
Yippee for Yale. Are you serious? You mean you'd rather join that... That retro monkey stem cell team slogging away up at... This right here is the cut of the cutting edge. We might have implanted animals with actual working kidneys grown from embryonic cells.
Yes, impossible until very recently. And monkey cell testing also might surprise us all one day.
Monkey cells are not as flexible as the swine or rat cells, right? Am I right? Do they generate the varieties of cells? No, they don't.
Yes, yes. Is this the lecture course, Doctor? I can bring new vision to a new lab. I damn sure don't have to stay here.
Look, babe, is it because she might recognize you?
Of course she must recognize me. She's been combing through my parents' pamphlets since 1970.
She chose you, right? Right? It's obvious that she gets it.
Gets it?
That you're one of the worldwide science escapees from medieval mentalities back home. There's a ton of us out here.
Don't equate my situation with yours.
How is your being a sun person any different from the altar boy with God as a truant officer burn in hell childhood that I had? To this day, my mom still tears up because I don't go to mass and take communion. And look at Simon dealing with his Hasidic... tribe trying to bring him back to the fold, or Iodele with her Baptist creationist parents.
My mother is a scholar, not some religious fanatic.
You did hear yourself, right?
Well, at least if my mother has a problem with one of her staff, she allows them the dignity of dismissing them in private. Anyway, if I'm not interested in your opinion of my... There's no way you can understand.
Guess I don't have the melanin that it takes to understand.
Whoa.
Okay, Callie, X that. You know I talk shit. I didn't mean that. I'm sorry.
No, please. Yeah, well, I guess we finally got it out. It's only taken 6 months, but we finally crossed over.
Well, why do you tell me your background in the first place? Are you testing me?
Do you need to be tested?
Please, let's not do this.
Think of me as a black person, Daniel.
Daniel?
You heard the question.
I think of you as... smart, funny, sexy, finally somebody who loves the things I love.
And comfortably colorless. Somebody whom you can pretend takes color for granted like any white person, and so therefore comfortable to be with like any other white person.
Don't people usually want to be comfortable with each other if they're together?
Can we please speak in my office, Dr. Davis? And so we meet. Your file is quite impressive, distinguished.
Believe it or not, my mother actually raised me to have an inquiring mind.
Kalima, may I call you?
Yes, we're all very informal here.
Welcome to Special Projects.
To what do I owe the honor of this private hello?
Let's be clear, shall we? As long as you keep up your end of the work, your level of achievement, then your personal life is your own business.
I'll be transferring to the Yale Laboratory. I've already received an offer.
Well, in that case, we've nothing else to discuss.
My mother doesn't deserve your scathing attacks.
Attacks? Attacks? It's nothing personal. It's science. Pure science. Now, don't try to tell me you don't understand that.
There are any number of thinkers who hold that philosophy, and yet you concentrate on my mother.
Dr. Reed happens to be one of the most widely published and successful representatives of such a view. What about that standing room only conference going on right now? That has nothing to do with me.
I'm sorry, but your pose as the rational party in all of this strikes me as rather suspect. Ever since I can remember, it's been like you're on some private crusade.
Melanin as a conduit in the human brain that links us to the spiritual world. Oh, please. Black people giving birth to albinos who in turn produce the white race. Now, honestly.
I'm not here to defend her.
It's not possible to defend her or any of those other scholars who... Our people have been held back long enough by ignorance.
Our people?
You show me the evidence, the irrefutable data that proves we are superior in intelligence, superior in emotional sensibility, superior in any other way to any other group on this earth.
I said I'm not here to defend her.
What about that pathetic, sorry to be so blunt, but to try to connect Einstein's theory of relativity to their hogwash?
I know what they say. I've heard it all my life.
But you apparently chose to study and learn science anyway. Real science. Anyway, must have taken great fortitude. Shh, Missy, relax. My new kitty, spaying time, on her way to the vet.
Unfortunately, social conditions, racial incidents in America make that kind of philosophy seem valid.
You don't expect me to seriously respond to that, do you? Well, Dr. Davis, good luck. Missy, stop it. Shh.
Just roll up some catnip in a sock. It'll make her...
Good day, Dr. Davis.
I know how good I am. I know I'm one of the best.
You're the one handing in your resignation. No problem, I accept it. I mean, you're good. Maybe the best on your level that I've come across in years. So... I'll train a few, a select few, to be better than you. Much better.
I deserve this chance. You know I deserve this chance.
You've chosen to resign, correct? Well?
You can imagine how tough this is given my family.
Boo-hoo. Kalima, my God, people have been rebelling against their parents since Eden. You're a postdoc, for God's sake. Doesn't your mother realize that your entire career is one giant and total rebellion?
It's none of your business what's between me and my mother.
Now, that is absolutely true. Shut the door behind you. Oh, and this proposal from you and Dan McClellan, the online science lab, very creative and clever. Please notify him so that he can find a new partner.
That lab outreach project was originally my idea. The website design is Dan's. The original idea is mine. The challenge is to figure out how to attract even very young kids to science. So we've been asking everybody on staff to try and remember what it was like when they had their first taste of the wonder of experiments. Me, I wore out my first microscope at age 8. Staring into water droplets at all that squiggly life invisible to the naked eye, all that magic, all that sequencing of the unseen, but real life happening.
Yes. Isn't nostalgia lovely? But you walked in here to do one thing, and now you're backtracking because you realize that you're going to lose a crucial notch on your crucial resume. Understandable. If I were you, I'd think twice about passing up the opportunity to work with me, too. You had it, you blew it. Yale deserves you. Or Princeton. Princeton's got an opening in the lower ranks. Get Dr. Gordon's recommendation.
It's not the resume. Really, it's not. It's because you're zealous about your work, our work, and you're not ashamed to show it or to live it. It's because you're so determined not to ever let the work get stale. It's because you hold to what's extraordinary in what we do. You wanted to know if we love science, beyond the prestige, awards, prizes, if we worship curiosity, if we wake up every day hoping to be astonished, if we want to make a contribution and an impact on humanity, well, that's me you're talking about. God damn it. That's me.
Part 1 of Relativity by Cassandra Medley, starring Deidre Henry as Kalima, Judianne Elder as Claire, James Pickens Jr. as Malik, Jason Ritter as Dan, Terrell Tilford as Leon, and Lorraine Toussaint as Iris. Directed by Stuart K. Robinson. I'm Susan Lowenberg, producing director of LA Theater Works, and you're listening to a special presentation of the play's The Thing, part of the Relativity series, a monthly broadcast of science-themed plays funded in part by the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation to enhance public understanding of science and technology. Stay tuned for the conclusion to the play and a conversation with geneticist Dr. Stanley Nelson. You can download this program from the KPCC website for 3 months, beginning April 5th. Go to kpcc.org and click on Podcasts.
Broadcasts of the plays The Thing are made possible in part by the generous support of the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art, the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation to enhance public understanding of science and technology, and Audiophile Magazine, a resource for audiobook listening, on the web at audiophilemagazine.com, along with the many friends and contributors who are the producing partners of LA Theater Works. To purchase a copy of this production or to receive a catalog of LA Theater Works plays, musicals, and novels, please call 1-800-708-8863 within the U.S. or visit our website, latw.org. Email your comments or suggestions to latw@latw.org.